There's four of us, the David Sinclair Four. But there's only one. Pete Jones Show. On Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM. You know it adds up.
Now, we have here in the studio the non-coughing, non-ill, non-poor bloke verbal chap who's here, the absolutely gorgeous Dave Packham. Hello, my friend.
How you doing? You right?
Yes, I'm very good. Sounds like you're coming down the line because you're coming out of that speaker, speaker one.
I am coming out of speaker one
and,
this massive studio.
It's sounding like
we're... You're looking at me through the glass.
I'm trying to, but the reflection is ridiculous. But can you hear me?
Just about, man.
Okay, good. Because I'm through headphones. I can hear you, but I'm just hoping we got the right levels up, which is good. Yes, you are over there. Anyone who's been here will know we've got the kind of Maida Vale style studios. Which, you know, they kind of work, but sometimes when you're trying to be intimate, they're not quite as, you know, quite as...
You are miles away, like 100 yards away.
Well, yeah, I know. But if you look at the monitors, you can see me.
Yeah, I can see you.
Oh, I know what we can do. Anyone watching on the webcam, you will get a clear case of what we're doing and what we're looking like. So we got quite the crew here. We got Elias here, who from Brighton Media Productions, of course, who is filming the whole thing. That's why everyone's looking so gorgeous. We've got the producers through the glass. I've never seen them look so smart. I know. It's ridiculous. Even Brett has polished up. I know. Gorgeous. So tell me, Dave, how's it all going? Because we did have you booked in October. That fell through because you were really poorly.
Yeah, like, I'm never ill. And then I got sick.
You
it
got
was
so
bloody
sick.
Bloody rubbish.
I know. I can only apologise.
Thank you for having us back, though.
No. Well, we showed sheer love and attention by basically running over the vinyl that you gave
yeah,
us.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
I kid you not. Somehow we were given this beautiful album, which we'll talk about in a minute, on vinyl and CD. Somehow it slipped. It fell over. I was in mid-flow, and I ran over it with my chair. I know, it's never happened before. So I can only apologise live on air for doing that.
That's fine.
We're going to play it tonight
when
we get back to our sort of penthouse suite.
Yeah.
We'll play because we will have to book hotels and stuff.
Is that higher up than this studio?
Not quite. Oh. No, this is really high. Reverb Towers, everyone knows. 17th floor. No, we're not quite staying that high, but thanks for asking. So tell me what's going on, because you got a new album...
Yeah.
So which I've run over.
Which you ran over, yeah. So we've got this lovely album, colour disc, some really good artwork by a good friend of mine, Anil Mystery. We released that recently, and just kind of, it's called The Wedding Dance, just pushing that, blues and soul, it's all original. And recorded locally with local artists, local engineers, everything.
Tell us where you recorded it, what studios?
This was recorded at Church Road Studios with Julian Tardo, who's a genius.
Yeah. Have you worked with them before?
I have, yeah.
With Julian as well?
Yeah, 20 years ago. Yeah.
20 years ago? You're not old enough for that stuff.
Unfortunately, I am.
Seriously?
Yeah, man.
Tell him he's not. Dave, tell him. Back me up.
He's older than me.
That's not the point. That's because we can tell someone who's not as old as... You know, that's the thing. That's why we know. It's stunningly beautiful. When did you finish this? Because it's so good.
I don't know. April, I think we released the album online, but the vinyl took a couple of test presses to get right.
And is it a case of literally getting a bulk done?
Yeah, like... so you get 5 test presses, and then there was a couple by a company called DMS, who were really great, to be honest.
Yeah.
And they did a second test press, which was just right, and then we went ahead and pressed them.
Well,
they're selling quickly, so...
Well, how do people get hold of one?
Well, you can buy them... anywhere you see me, because I've always got some with me.
Good,
man. The other way is online, so davepackhammusic.com.
So Dave Packham Music, to be honest, that's all you got to know, because this really works for .com. It also works for Instagram, Facebook even. Anything else?
Bandcamp? YouTube,
TikTok,
probably the big one.
YouTube, of course it is. Elias, who is... such a talented videographer anyway, from Brighton Media Productions. Does most of those, or all those videos from...
they're all from Brighton Media Productions.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Folks,
there's
please...
some high quality stuff on there.
Don't go now, go after this. Go to YouTube and just just check out Dave Packer Music. It's so good. Honestly, beautiful. So tell me, when can we see you live? Because you mentioned that you always have your little a shop on tour, your little stall at the back.
Yeah.
Mugs, T-shirts, rubbers, pencils, that kind of thing. But albums as well. No sweets and coffee yet.
Not yet, no.
But you do have the vinyl and you do have the CDs. When are you next playing live? When can we see you?
We're still booking in next year. Yeah. But all of the events are on the website.
Perfect.
When we do book it.
Perfect. Okay. Would you like to play something live? Because just to sort of justify the cost of this, to be honest, because we have outlaid a lot here. You know, these technicians aren't for free. You
I mean, the ride is incredible.
Guys, listen, you know, I put my hand... I'm not responsible for the drinks you've had.
I can't drink that much.
No. No one can. And that's...
I
and that's yeah, well, Dave, obviously, can.
Dave Coomber, the bass player.
I should say,
man,
we got Dave on bass. You may recognise, you know, again on radio, you'll recognise exactly who I'm talking about from last week's session. Get you. Are you just like a resident? You're like the resident band.
Machine.
It's like watching those American late night TV shows where they've got the same band, you know? I feel like I can't do a show now without Dave on bass.
If you buy the album, you can see photos of us as well. So.
That's a good reason to buy the album.
That's a good reason.
Jeez. Anil Mystery has worked his magic on you guys because you all look gorgeous. What are you going to play?
So we're going to start with the title track of the album,
yes,
called King and Queen, which is the story of that is, well, it's about my now wife.
Whoa.
Yeah, which is The Wedding Dance is the name of the album for
what?
That very reason.
Oh, I love you guys.
So this is called King and Queen.
Just a little bit more.
Freezing cold. I wanna hold you some more. Yes, you know. I love you, girl, more than this entire world. Oh, oh now you made me feel like a king. Won't you be my queen? Hold my hand. We can conquer anything, girl. Oh, now you made me feel like a king. Won't you be my queen? Hold my hand, we can conquer. Holding your hand, feeling real high. Everyone looks on the hallway. what you gonna say? Yeah. Yes, you know. I love you, girl, more than this tower. Oh, oh, now you made me feel like a king. Won't you be my queen? Hold my hand. We can conquer anything. Oh, now you made me feel like a king. Won't you be my queen? Hold my hand. We can conquer. Like a king, won't you be my queen? Hold my hand. We can conquer anything, girl. Oh, now you made me feel like a king. Won't you be my queen? Hold my hand. Oh, now you made me feel like a king. Won't you be my queen? Hold my hand. We can conquer anything. Oh, now you.
Oh man, that is so good. It's a track called King and Queen. We got Dave Packham here with Dave on bass. Dave.
Double D's.
Baby. Double D Diamond. Do you remember that drink? Crazy drink. those are the days when they didn't care what they put out, you know? Very good. So true. So if we came to see you live, who else is it? The two of you, or is it?
I have a drummer as well. Yeah.
And what's his name?
On the album, it's a different drummer. It's the wrong way.
Yeah, let's not go there. Live, let's not ruffle feathers.
So on the album, it's a guy called Ben Mead.
Ben Mead. Yeah.
He's incredible, and the also just as incredible Nathan Marshall.
Nathan Marshall
plays drums.
Come on,
me live.
Seriously, how did you find these guys?
Open mics.
Oh,
yeah.
Seriously?
We play so many open mics.
That's interesting. So, yeah. What's your favourite open mic venue?
Oh no. What's... Oh, you can't do that.
Okay, okay.
They're all equally as good.
What's in your top? What's in your top 10 favourite?
Top 10?
Yes.
Should we do top 3?
Top 3, yes.
Oh, no, that's even harder.
Okay, top 73.
So you've got the Neptune.
Of course, the Neptune.
Run by Theseus, who's a genius.
A fine fellow.
Amazing percussionist. And drummer, just absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
and then you've got the Duke of Wellington in Shoreham by Sea.
Yeah,
every Tuesday.
Shoreham by Sea. Thank
so every Monday the Neptune, every Tuesday
yes
at the Duke, and then every Wednesday at the Piston Broke.
Yes.
Run by Ian.
He said Piston.
Ian Smith.
Okay, it's fine. Yeah. Yeah. Don't, you know, stop
those are the
stop
three
messaging in.
The three local open mics.
That they met at the Piston Broke.
We did.
I mean, it's beautiful. What a great idea. So are you basically Shoreham sort of, you know...
Thoroughbred.
Yeah. Wow. You said it. What are you, a horse?
Yeah. In Shoreham's eyes, yeah.
In Shoreham's eyes, he's a stallion.
Yeah.
gorgeous thought.
No, don't. I'm all like shit.
Dave, who's not on mic, so apologies for that. I'll let you know. Dave on bass, who's not on mic, is a Shetland pony. And that's, I think that's the way it goes. I think you've got to have a bit of yin and a bit of yang, which is no fine thing. So we can't, you don't necessarily have a date that we can come and see, but these open mics, I mean, you know, can we,
yeah, I mean,
can
I'm,
we drop
I'm,
in?
I'm always at open mics, okay. Usually okay. 3 days a week at least.
Yeah. Bearing in mind the fact that track was about 8 minutes long, would you like to do another livey? Because I don't want to, you know, cut you short here.
Yeah. Sure.
What have you got lined up? Because that was King and Queen, written by someone we didn't even name check. You just said your wife.
Yeah.
What was she called?
Carla.
Carla, the beautiful Carla. Thank you. Thank you. And when was the wedding?
Yeah.
A year ago.
This isn't a test. It was a test.
Listen.
It was four years ago.
I am not.
4 years ago.
But that's not a year ago. Okay, 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
I'm not here to catch you out. I'm here to catch you in. You, that's the point of this show, okay? So, and that goes for any question.
Yeah.
And I won't ask you for her date of birth, see if you know
don't
it.
Don't do that.
None
no,
of
don't
that.
Do that no.
So that's fine. So if you know her birthday roughly, that's all good. They, you know, you can get through. What are you going to play us?
I'm going to play a new song called Broken Shoes.
Broken Shoes, thank
and
you.
It's about a guy called Gary Stevenson who wrote a book called The Trading Game.
Okay. Okay,
more. This isn't out yet, so exclusive. There you go.
I am more than privileged, and that's I will run over your vinyl anytime.
To say looking you up and down now, I'm trying to find my way. You're leaning in, talking through me, just another day. Look at my shoes, I need to run away. I need to run away, yeah, yeah. Ooh, I need to run away, yeah. Up to the temple to sit by the lakes. Looking at a foreign sunrise in a casual way. A thousand million windows, no one works a single day. I made my way back so slowly. I need to run away. Yeah, yeah. I need to run away. Yeah, my way. Did I win, did I lose? I don't care anyway. And all I know is I scared. I need to run away.
Dave Packham with Make My Bed, unless I'm...
No, that was Gary. Broken Shoes.
What the hell?
Sorry. We changed it up a bit.
Right, that is it. I quit.
Sorry.
No. You should sack that
Brett researcher, man.
You should not apologise. I have got paid staff on this.
I know. Throw him out the 7th floor. Ridiculous. 17th floor, sorry.
I was going to say 7th. That was not good enough for them. So tell me about the album. How long has it taken? Has it been all year working on this?
A lot of those songs, or some of the songs, are really old actually, and they've kind of developed through playing live and gigs and open mics and things like that. And it kind of came to a point where we just stood outside at the pub thinking,
yeah,
you know, we need to lock this in.
Yeah, lock it in.
Because it's just changing all the time.
And it's too good.
So,
because your sound's changed quite a lot over the years, hasn't it?
Very much so.
Go on, talk me through that.
So my music career started. I was a trumpet player in a ska band.
Were you?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Man, do you play the trumpet anymore?
Not much, but I do now and then.
That's
have to drag
so
out and do
cool.
some session music for some people. But other than
really?
That,
really? Yeah. Oh man, you don't even think about doing it in the back of your when you're in the studio. Just
I did take my trumpet with me to the studio, and then I thought better of it.
Come on, seriously, that's so cool. So you were in a ska band.
I was
20
yeah.
years ago.
Yeah, crazy.
And that's moved to the transition slowly
into blues and soul.
Into blues and soul.
Well, it's a natural transition. I
don't see there's anything incongruous about it at all. It's beautiful. It's very beautiful. This is the first proper album that you've done, though, right?
My first solo album.
And in terms of bands, okay, we've had the ska. What else have you been on this musical journey?
Well, with the bands, it's pretty much ska. I play some session guitar for some people, but other than that,
I love that. That is so cool. Because your songs are so beautifully long and beautiful, we're whacking out of time because I was gassing way too much at the beginning. Would you like to go out on, I don't know, what? Let me just pluck a track. I don't know, but what about Make My Bed?
Yeah, that one.
Wouldn't that be great? Oh, wow, because you haven't played it yet or anything. Seriously, this heads will roll. You know that. Take it away.
The other guy, you don't listen.
listen to and you are right through. And then you run away, yeah. And then you run away, yeah. I walk up to you to say screw loose. I love you anyway, yeah. I love you anyway, yeah. I'm gonna throw my diary away today. I'm bored and tired of all these organized games that we play. Not gonna even, oh no, try at all. I only ever look like a stupid love fool. Yeah. I walk up to you to say screw loose. I love you anyway. I love you anyway. And then you tell me I'm crazy about you, boy. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Da 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 da. I'm gonna make my bed especially for you, girl. I know exactly what you wanna get up to. Oh girl, I'm not gonna try too hard. I might even put down this second tie. You tell me I'm crazy about you, boy. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Whoa, girl, I'm not gonna try too hard. You're my lucky day. You're my lucky day. Ba da 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 da. You're my lucky day, girl. You're my lucky day. You're my lucky day. You're my lucky day.
And as we said before, that is Dave Packham playing Make My Bed. Oh my God, he got it right. Dave, thank you so much for coming in. We've run out of time, man. That was 30 minutes.
Thanks, man.
Thanks to Elias from Brighton Media Productions for doing all the AV stuff. Thanks to Dave on bass for just doing Dave on bass stuff, which is something he makes look easy. I know it isn't. And thank you too, Dave, for coming in. Dave Packham, you have been brilliant. Anything you want to know, Dave Packham Music will get you there. And please keep us abreast of not only gigs, but new material and new tracks. We will always promote you. You are so wonderful.
Thanks, man.
And I'm glad we managed to squeeze you in, you know.
No, because, I appreciate that.
You know, it was about a month ago and you were just heartbroken. So I'm so glad. Lovely message in from Anna listening in Hove saying they sound fab. I'll leave it on that because they did. Thank you, guys.
Cheers, Pete.
You are absolutely brilliant.
Thanks.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.